They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient to name Margarita Milan, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A, middle initial V, last name M-I-L-L-A-N, date of birth 05-04-1950, date of appointment February 17, 2026. Requesting physician Jane Carston, J-A-N-C-A-R-S-T-S-E-N-S, M.D. Please send copy to Adam Snyder, S-A-D-A-M-S-N-I-D-E-R. Dear Dr. Carston, I have the pleasure of seeing Margarita Milan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a memory issue. She forgets the things. She lives alone. She takes care of herself, not driving due to dizziness. She can drive. She cooks the food herself. She pays her bill. Sometimes forget to pay the bill. She has a dog. She left the dog outside in the backyard. She forget the conversation. Need to remind. Ask the question multiple time. Become frustrated. When she was driving, she lost her way couple of time. She was prescribed Aricept 5 milligram daily, but not taking regularly. She is not aggressive. She becomes dizzy a lot, feels like going to pass out. She fell dizzy during standing. She is having numbness and tingling in the finger and the toes. She has an abnormal tau protein. Past medical history. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Cystocele, atrial fibrillation, diverticulosis, hypothyroidism, dizziness, asthma, diabetes mellitus, history of GI bleed, benign essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, dyslipidemia, dementia, depression, fibromyalgia, TIA, atherosclerotic heart disease, history of syncope, headache, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, history of stroke, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tubal ligation, cyst removal, carotid enterotectomy bilaterally, allergy, codeine, aspirin, lorotap, contrast dye, morphine, percocet, diluted, metformin, medication, pravastatin, amoxicillin, cholecalciferol, pantoprazole, empagliflozin, apixaban, donepezil, levothyroxine, nitroglycerin, albuterol, levothyroxine, glipizide, amlodipine, lisinopril. Socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have 3 children, family history, mother disease with heart and kidney issue, father disease, heart problem, 5 sister, 2 brother with heart problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. I did the I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. Assessment and plan, 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the RSF to 10 mg PU daily. She might need the Seroquel next time. She also need EMG of the upper and lower extremity, which I will order next time. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I advised her to take multivitamin.